the hack of U.S. government computer systems is bigger, more extensive, and more serious than first thought. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency, also called CISA, says tonight what it calls a major computer intrusion poses a grave risk to federal, state, and local governments, along with private companies and organizations. The Trump administration has not said much since we learned about the hack last weekend.
Dimitri speaks with Politico national security correspondent Natasha Bertrand about what some are calling the greatest U.S. government information failure, even eclipsing September 11th.
This is a massive, massive breach. It's very far-ranging. It's sprawling. It's pretty shocking that it blindsided pretty much the entire federal government. Even the intelligence community didn't have any indication that this was happening prior to a couple days ago. So we were caught completely off guard. This is being compared to like a cyber 9/11 type situation by a number of national security officials that I've spoken to. And we still don't even really know the extent of it. I think that's probably one of the most worrisome parts is we don't know what the hackers have been able to steal, what they've been able to access. What we know is that they've been able to access the network across these federal agencies, including at the NNSA and the Department of Energy now.
So you mentioned those two entities, and the NNSA is the one that maintains the U.S. nuclear weapons stockpile. What more have you learned?
The officials there just recently obtained evidence through an internal investigation that hackers were able to access their networks through a backdoor, which is most likely part of the SolarWinds hack that we've been hearing about. It's part of this broad thing that's been happening over the last couple of weeks. And that's the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the National Laboratories in New Mexico and Washington, which are Sandia and Los Alamos, the Office of Secure Transportation at NNSA, and then the Richland Field Office of DOE, which is kind of a random target, but it shows that the hackers really kind of cast their net wide here, and they were trying to kind of infiltrate any part of DOE that they could. It could take weeks to discover the full extent of what the hackers were able to access, if they stole anything. We just have to kind of sit and wait and see what these teams come up with. They're going into the networks now and they're rummaging around and trying to see what was stolen. But it is obviously very worrisome that our energy department was able to be breached in this way.
I don't have to tell you that the Russian operations are roughly divided into two parts. There's a division that is there to do damage, and there's another one that's more classic espionage, information gathering. Do you have any sense from your sources as to which one this is?
So this appears to be more the espionage side of the Russian intelligence services. And to be clear, the U.S. government has not officially attributed this to the Russian government, but cybersecurity experts and security analysts have said that it bears hallmarks of Russian activity. So assuming that this was the Russians, it bears all the hallmarks of the espionage arm, the SVR of the Russian intelligence services. So they would have been inside of these networks for months, kind of just quietly watching and seeing what they could access and trying to rummage around and just try to push their luck on certain things. But their ultimate goal was to not get caught, actually. So unlike what the Russians did in 2016, which was extremely noisy and was aimed at disrupting the election, what they were trying to do this time around was just your classic spy operation. They were just embedded in the networks and they were trying to figure out what they could get their hands on.
That is Politico national security correspondent Natasha Bertrand on Skype.